بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال أتى رجلا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال أي الناس أفضل. Studying this chapter of jihad, the virtues, the importance of it, Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, a person came to Nabiyyi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked this question, that which of people is the best? In other words, who will get the most reward? The person, which work he does, who is it that will get the greatest reward? قَالَ مُؤْمِنٌ يُجَاهِدُ بِنَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that person who will make jihad with his own person and with his own wealth in the path of Allah Ta'ala, that is for the propagation of deen, for the defense of deen, that he will go out in jihad. قال ثم من, then the Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked, who is next in merit? Who is the one who will get the greatest reward? قال مؤمن في شعب من الشعاب يعبد الله ويدع الناس من شره. متفق عليه. For the second person, Nabiyyi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a mu'min, a believer, who spends his life in a valley of the valleys, that is somewhere in the jungle away from people, where he has no connection with people and he's just carrying on with the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And he saves people from his evil. That is, he does not interfere with people, doesn't fight with people, is knowing no arguments or anything. And he's just carrying on his own life quietly and making the ibadat of Allah. That was the second person Nabiyyi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the line of merit, who earns the greatest reward. So either the highest is a person who makes jihad in the path of Allah. Otherwise, a person who lives away somewhere in the mountains, somewhere in the jungles, and he does not interfere with any person. Yeah, this is an important point, that person hasn't got pride in him, that he says, I want to save myself from the fitna of the people, but rather that people must get saved from my fitna, from my evil. That's why I'm keeping aloof and I'm keeping alone, on my own. If a person, even in a community, there are many people who do not interfere with people, quietly go about their own thing. And if a person does not mix with other people, it mustn't be with the intention that other people have got evil and fitna in them and I must save myself. Rather, his intention must be, from my evil and my fitna, people must get saved. Otherwise, he might be making ibadat like that, but if he has got this pride in him, then his ibadat will also be rejected by Allah Ta'ala. He should have humility and humbleness. وَعَنْ سَهَلِ بْنِ سَعَادٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالْ. Hazrat Sahal ibn Sa'ad radiyallahu anhu says that Nabiyyi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ribatu yawmin fi sabilillah khayru min ad-dunya wa ma 'alayha. The ribat of one day is more better ribat in the path of Allah Ta'ala is more better than the whole dunya and whatever is on the surface of the earth. Ribat means that a person is stations himself on the borders of the Islamic country, protecting the country from any attack of non-believers, from the enemies, that nobody must attack the Islamic country, and they are there on the borders protecting the Islamic country. So one day that a person passes in this is more better than the dunya and whatever is in the dunya. وَمَوْضِعُ صَوْتِ أَحَدِكُمْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا عَلَيْهَا. And another thing that is more better than the whole world and everything that is on the surface of the earth is that small piece of ground in Jannat where a whoop lies. How much place does a whoop take? If a person puts a whoop on the ground, it takes very little place. That little place is more better than the whole dunya and whatever is in the dunya. In other words, the dunya, no matter how it can be, can never compare with the least bit of Jannat. The third thing, وَالرَّوْحَةُ يَرُوحُهَا الْأَبْدُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَوِ الْغَدْوَةُ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا عَلَيْهَا. A third thing that is more better than this whole world and whatever is on the surface of the earth, what the earth contains, is that one morning or one evening. And the ulama have explained, part of a morning or part of an evening that a person goes out in jihad for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala is more better than this whole world and whatever is on the surface of the earth. So in this hadith, three things are mentioned. One is ribat, that is looking after the Islamic borders, that no enemy attacks the Islamic country. The third is that small piece of the ground of Jannat, how much a whoop lies on, that is more better than this whole world and everything what is in this world. And the third is one morning or evening, or just a part of a morning or evening, that a person goes out in jihad. One Salman radiallahu anhu qal, sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul. Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu says, I heard Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, ribatu yawm yawm wa laylatin khayrun min siyami shahrin wa qiyamihi. The ribat, that is looking after the Islamic bodies, borders for one day and night, is better than the fasting of the whole month and making ibadat the whole night. This seems to refer to the month of Ramadan, that the virtues of the month of Ramadan are innumerable. A person cannot imagine them. Keeping rozas the 30 days and making taraweeh and tahajjud all the night. How great is that reward? But to look after the Islamic borders for one day and night is more superior than that also. وَإِمَّاتَ فِيهِ أُجْرِيَ عَلَيْهِ عَمَلَهُ الَّذِي كَانَ يَعْمَلُ. And if he has to die there in this act of making ribat, of looking after the Islamic borders, he will get the reward of all his deeds he was normally doing forever and ever. Even after he dies, that reward of his actions will keep on, the rewards will keep on accumulating. وَأُجْرِيَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقُهُ. And he will be given his rozi also, the rozi of Jannat. He will be given the great rosy of Jannat also to enjoy. Wa amin al fattan, and he will be safeguarded from all types of fitna, that is in the qabr, the questioning of munkar and nakir, any punishment in the qabr, just like a person who becomes a shaheed or a person who dies on a Friday. He is saved of all this in the same way that person who looks after the Islamic borders. And he dies there, his rewards, how lot amal he was doing, making his five times namaz, his tilawat, his zikr, whatever he was doing, that reward will carry on as though he's still living and he's still doing all that amal. And also, he will be given his rozi there, the rozi of Jannat. And he will be saved from all the fitness of the qabr, the difficulties and hardships of the qabr. So jihad is a very great aspect of Islam. And one part of jihad is ribat, looking after the Islamic borders. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا لِلْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ